This is Live in Studio C here on 91 Classical, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Colleen Phelps. George Gershwin was a runaway surprise in our recent March Music Madness tournament. American in Paris unseated Beethoven's Fifth to make the Final Four. So when we needed a last-minute replacement fill-in for today's show, Matt Phelps kindly offered to dust off his Rhapsody in Blue sheet music. Matt, welcome to Studio C.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Rhapsody in Blue is so popular, but I think we hear the concerto version a lot more often than the solo version. What do you think is different between the two?
Well, the solo version has the benefit of not having to give up any of the material to the orchestra, of course. The concerto, either in the jazz band or in the orchestrated version, has a certain amount of sectionalism to it. I mean, it's very jerky in that, you know, the piano plays and the orchestra plays and the piano plays and the orchestra plays. And I think by the early part of the 20th century, we certainly got used to a more integrated approach to concertos with a more equal distribution between the piano and the orchestra. Whereas Gershwin really treated it much more like a conversation. The one thing I like playing about the solo version is you can really control the overall pace of the piece. You don't have to hand over any material, so you can really make it feel like one continuous rhapsody, almost as if it was improvised from start to finish, as opposed to playing and then having to wait to come back in.
And you mentioned that while people hear Rhapsody in Blue, and you know the implication, obviously, that it, even in the title, it crosses over with jazz, but you had a different approach, even stylistically.
Well, yeah, I think of the piece almost kind of impressionistically. I mean, even in that first glissando up, you kind of get this sense that you're entering into this other world, this dream world, where there's new possibilities. And I think, of course, the piece was written with that idea in mind, was to show what kind of new possibilities were available to American composers in the early part of the 20th century. You feel like you walk into this dream world even with that first opening scale. And so I tend to treat it a little bit more impressionistically, almost as if you're staring at the whole piece with kind of a bird's eye view, as opposed to walking up to it and seeing the individual dots.
All right. Here is Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin, performed by pianist Matt Phelps, live in Studio C.
Thank you.
Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin, performed here on 5 days' notice, generously filling in for a cancellation here live in Studio C. Matt Phelps will conduct Vocal Arts Nashville in collaboration with Paragon from Nashville School of the Arts on April 7th at 4 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church. And he'll perform another American theme and variations, Frederick Jevsky's massive The People United Shall Never Be Defeated, at Christ Church Cathedral on May 11th. Next week, we'll have some highlights from this year's Live in Studio C episodes so far. And in the meantime, for another look inside Nashville's classical music, check out our podcast, Keeping Score. The latest episode features the multi-talented Rhiannon Giddens. You can listen for free anytime wherever you get your podcasts or alongside our other arts coverage at 91classical.org. Thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Metro Nashville Arts Commission, the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation. Our engineer today was Cameron Adkins. I'm Colleen Phelps. Thanks for tuning in to hear Middle Tennessee's classical music here on 91 Classical.